there have been attempts at flying a kite this year. And last year was great because we went to the beach, and the kind of the wind coming off the ocean was great. And I mean, it was instant, boop, kite's up. You know,
does anybody ever have a kite like in the garage ready to go, or do you always have to go buy a new one?
I currently have some ready to go.
So you're that guy. You actually, is there like a special way you store it?
I didn't until last year. Mm-hmm. I didn't until last year, but yes, I would have had to go buy them. But we got some before we went to Florida.
Now, are these one of those things where I hope this will be the last kite I ever buy?
No, they're pretty cheap.
It's been
nowadays.
Passed down through the Hofsetz family.
They're pretty cheap.
I don't know why that struck me as
something.
Yeah,
I don't either, and I'm guessing no one else does. Oreo's going, what's happening?
I've never been able to get a kite to fly well. Like, I'll run around the damn park all day long, and it's hovering, like, right above my head.
All day long, huh?
Yeah. Meanwhile, like, you know, Captain Dad across the park,
he's making
it do tricks, and the kids are cheering him. My dogs are chasing me, and... I hate kite flying.
Well, yeah.
I hate it. We are going through a list of things to do this summer, since tomorrow is the official first day of summer, and joining us in the studio is Oreo Jones. Oreo, welcome back. So when was the last time you flew a kite?
Probably since I could barely walk.
And you could do it then. I can't do it now.
I don't think I maybe just held on to it. Helped along.
He's flying away! Somebody get him!
Is there a whole list of things? Like, you know, the last time I fished, I just was handed a pole. Yeah. Hold this.
That's Oreo's autobiography. Yeah. Hold this.
Just hold this.
You know, the cover is going to be really important to that book to give people the right idea.
Yeah.
What it's
do you want a misdirection? Because you could do it.
All right. Number five, pool time. Go to the pool. Are you a big pool guy?
I love it.
Jason?
Love the pool.
I don't get to the pool that often. I used to. My parents used to have a pool. They moved up here and ditched the pool. Now it's a community pool, so I've never been over there, actually. But I do love, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan of the backyard pool at night with the light on in the pool.
I agree with
that. That's the best pool.
Now, are you doing laps, or do you just kind of, Marco Polo?
Oh, just going in.
Just whatever. Just chilling. Just chilling, right?
The best part of the pool in the summer is going to one where you shouldn't be at.
Oh, when the gates are closed?
Yeah. That's the best part of
pool
time.
Now, are you without swimsuit?
Oh, no. Okay. Fully clothed.
And you want to make sure you have those. You're at least clothed when you jump the fence. That's dangerous. You don't want to jump the fence naked.
So how many pools are you breaking into, Oreo?
I mean.
Is it the same one over and over?
It's just like a group effort?
I mean, it just depends. You know, it's got to be a certain time of the week or a certain day, you know.
I just wait for Adult Swim.
Yeah.
but is it a group effort, you and some buddies?
Yeah, it's definitely a group effort for sure.
Do you guys like play chicken? Do you put do the things, people on the shoulders?
Yesterday I was actually at the pool, and we did the dive off the shoulders thing. You know, when you someone gets on your shoulders and you
now,
dive
does it
out.
Have to be a co-ed thing, or can a guy do that off a guy?
I mean... Yeah, there's no shame. I guess guys can do it with guys.
Can the bigger guy do it off the smaller guy?
So you want the guy right here is what you're telling me.
Well, I'm guessing you don't spend a lot of time with the setup. It's like, you get behind me and you go quickly. The climb better happen pretty quick.
Yeah. That's not the name of your book, is it?
This better happen pretty quick. Yeah.
Get behind me. Go. Or it's just titled Once.
Yeah. So this one time.
Yeah.
All right. So just as a recap, that was swimming in the pool.
Got it.
All right.
Check.
Moving on. Number four. Picnic in the park. I don't picnic. I don't like to eat outside.
I don't mind, but there's a lot of effort you got to go into that. I will deck in the backyard to me is a little more
for sure
easy, and it's kind of like picnicking.
Once my food has hit a basket, it ceases to be enjoyable. I don't like the whole preparation of if I'm going to stand there and make a sandwich. Why don't I just eat it there? Why am I I'm just going to eat it. I've already made the damn tuna fish. I'm just going to eat it. And then we can go to the park and do whatever. Why am I going to go set the blanket out and look at the people playing?
Well, you're just a joy
kicking
to be with,
soccer balls around.
Gosh.
What fun is going on a picnic? I don't
and
get
she
it.
She said yes.
I really don't understand the joy in that. Let's pack a lunch and go and eat it somewhere. Well, it's made. Let's eat it here. And then we can go do whatever you want to do at the park. Picnic. Come on, you always forget something.
Do you bring any napkins?
No, no, just use the park.
Wow.
It's where we are. You pack a blanket that never fits back into the basket.
You're amazing.